This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, has refuted the allegations made by US-based short seller Hindenburg Research of conflict of interest against its chairperson and her husband. In a statement, the country's stock market regulator emphasized that it has adequate internal mechanisms for addressing issues relating to conflict of interest, which include disclosure framework and provision for recusal. The country's stock market regulator also noted that relevant disclosures required in terms of holdings and securities and the transfers have been made by the chairperson from time to time. It also highlighted that the chairperson has also recused herself in matters involving potential conflicts of interest. The SEBI has also asked investors to remain calm and exercise due diligence before reacting to such reports. SEBI chairperson Madhavi Puri Butch and her husband Dhaval Butch strongly denied the allegations leveled by Hindenburg against them. They described the allegations as a character assassination attempt because an enforcement action and show cause notice was issued to the US-based short seller last month. The Adani Group has described the Hindenburg's allegations as malicious, mischievous, and manipulative. Selections of publicly available information. Association of Mutual Funds in India said Hindenburg is trying to create a trust deficit in the market ecosystem and undermine the good work done by Madhavi Butch. Former Union Minister Rajiv Chandrasekhar said that a global attempt has been made to destabilize Indian economy. The domestic benchmark indices recovered from the early losses in intraday trade and were trading in positive territory a short while ago. The BSE Sensex surged 378 points, reaching 80,084 points, while the NSE Nifty climbed 91 points to 24,459 when reports last came in. Delhi Chief Minister and Aam Aadmi Party AAP National Convener Arvind Kejriwal has filed a petition in the Supreme Court challenging the Delhi High Court order of upholding his arrest by the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, in excise policy scam. Senior advocate Abhishek Manu Singhvi mentioned the matter before the Chief Justice of India for urgent listing today. In response, Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachur said a date will be announced for the hearing. In Bihar, seven people lost their lives in a stampede at the Siddheshwar Nath Temple in Jahanabad district. 16 others were injured in the tragic incident. Injured have been admitted to Jahanabad Hospital. Jahanabad SP Arvind Pratap Singh said stampede broke out following an altercation between local vendors and devotees over some issue last night. Our correspondent reports a large number of devotees had gathered at the temple to offer prayers in view of the fourth Monday of the holy month of Shravan. Mr. Singh said police is investigating the incident and stern action will be taken against those responsible. Chief Minister Nitish Kumar announced an ex gratia of 4 lakh rupees for the family members of the deceased and 50,000 rupees to the injured. In Rajasthan, at least 22 people lost their lives amid torrential rains which have been lashing the state since Saturday. Authorities have announced the closure of all government and private schools in Jaipur, Jaipur Rural, Dausa, Karoli, Sawai Madhepur, Gangapur and Bharatpur districts today. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy rainfall in isolated places over East Rajasthan, Assam, Meghalaya and Bihar today. The weathermen estimated isolated heavy rainfall over Kerala, Mahe, Tamil Nadu and North Interior Karnataka to the next 4 days. The Border Roads Organization, BRO, has successfully reconstructed the Indrani Bridge in Sikkim, reconnecting the northern region of the state to the rest of India after it was severely damaged by flash floods in October last year. World Elephant Day has been observed today. The day aims to bring attention of the world to the plight of the species and to promote their conservation. The theme of the World Elephant Day this year is personifying prehistoric beauty, theological relevance, and environmental importance. And that is the end of this news bulletin.